We're chatting this afternoon with Trish Wood. She is the founder and owner, and she calls herself the chief cook and bottle washer, but I think there's much more to that than meets the eye, of Homestead from Home, which is located in a very beautiful part of our province, somewhere between Fishhook and Comiskey. And Trish herself is a retired school teacher, a mother of two, and has spent a lot of her life and her time uplifting and teaching and encouraging people. And it's no wonder that she's put this love now and redirected it into Homestead from Home. Trisha, warm welcome to you from Jet Setting with Janet. We're so excited to discover another little hidden gem in the Western Cape. And I see that you're a lover of Cape Dutch architecture and a restorer of old buildings. You are much more than the chief cook and bottle washer. You're what we call a Renaissance woman of many, many talents. So very happy to have you on the show.
Thank you, Janet. I'm very happy to be here.
So let's start with the journey, right? It's always good to know the roadmap that brought somebody to a point. You're a retired teacher, and you've spent a lot of your time doing community work, and you've got an interest in culture and heritage. How does all of that come together to bring you to Homestead from Home?
Thank you. So I was brought up in the far south, and the old Cape Dutch homestead, which we now offer the Homestead from Home experience in, was part of my family's home. And it was just always in the family, and I always just took it for granted.
I see that your family has roots since 1864.
That is correct. So it dates way back, and I just took this property for granted until I traveled overseas. And then I started to appreciate the majesty of our Cape Dutch architecture. And that inspired me to go into the historical research to try and find out more. Where did these Cape Dutch homesteads come from? Why were they here? And they've got such an interesting history. And rather just than focus on the colonial aspect of them, I started looking more at the highly skilled craftsmen that actually shaped these homesteads, whether they were from Madagascar or Indonesia, basically the slaves. And I sort of started appreciating what they had actually conceptualized and built. For the Western Cape. So I really do value that aspect of these Cape Dutch homesteads.
Amazing. So this interest in architecture and restoration, is that linked to your area of study or just a passion of yours?
No, just my passion. It's just an interest. And I've taken it further than just looking at the home and the building of the home and the Cape Dutch architecture, but then also the history of the valley. And history is such a fluid thing. The more you find out, the more it changes. So it's constantly evolving. And I spend quite a lot of time at the archives, and then just a hidden document with one word changes everything. So it's fascinating. Very passionate
It
about that.
really is. So Homestead from Home, is that an accommodation experience? What exactly is Homestead from Home?
So, Homestead from Home is a dining experience. And
Ah.
it comes about because my family and I love entertaining and sharing our home and the history. I believe this is a heritage that needs to be shared and not just kept to ourselves. So we have guests around, friends around, and I'm always happiest when our voorkamer table is filled with food and laughter and good conversation. And people over the years have said, why don't you do this as a business? You can't just keep this concept to yourself. And the time was right. And so we decided, well, not home from home, let's call it Homestead from Home, and invite people and particularly foreign guests, to come and experience the architecture, this old Cape Dutch homestead, and then dine with the family who have been here since 1864. And then also, so to be in a Cape Dutch homestead with the family and then enjoy Cape-inspired meals, cooking.
So a real heritage table, is what you're saying, Trish.
Yes.
And what can one expect on that menu?
Ah. So the food is inspired by produce that was produced on this farm. And would you believe there were watermelon fields of watermelon here back in the 1800s? Sponsbeck as well, squash, tomatoes, wheat, all that those products were grown here. And so for our starters, we had to have some melons and the sponsbeck and the watermelon, and then as well as tomatoes, we had to include those in the menu. And
Delicious.
then some Cape recipes. Reuben Riffle, I'm a great fan of his. We've used one of his lamb curries to inspire the dish that we serve. And then no Cape menu would be complete without a bobotie. And my mother was a great fan of bobotie, and she combined three bobotie recipes to make a dish her own, and that's the one we serve here. And then also chickens. Chickens played a very important part on this farm, and so there's a chicken dish as well. So for the mains, you've got a lamb, a bobotie, and a chicken dish. And then for dessert, you've got to have a malva pudding. And then we've put together an ice cream, which we call the All Fall Down ice cream, and that has
I love that. I
amaranth
love that
liqueur with
name
it.
for it.
Yeah. So it's really all Cape inspired, and that's the menu we've got now. It possibly will evolve as time and the seasons change, but that's our menu for the summer of 2025 and the winter of 2026.
Sounds wonderful. Trish, I can just imagine. So this is now up and running and active. I can just imagine how beautiful it is to come and sit around the table and engage in conversation and make new friends over dinner. It must be very special.
It is, and each experience is different depending on the people that sit around the table because everybody's interests are different. And guests arrive, and we sit outside under a beautiful old jacaranda tree and have nibbles and a welcome drink. And then we welcome them into the voorkamer and then begin the dining experience. And then guests can decide whether they want to head back outside for their cheese and biscuits and their coffee, or they prefer to go into the lounge, which was the original old Cape Dutch kitchen. So it kind of evolves as guests, depending on their preference. And everything is home cooked by me and my partner and my children, and served by us as well. It
Oh, that
really
is
is.
very
It is
special.
a
That is.
family affair.
Yes, it sounds like it. And, all that culture and heritage really comes to an amazing crescendo, if I could call it that, especially when you get to host people and they come around your table and leave satisfied and with newfound friends. It's really is quite special to experience that. So wonderful, wonderful. It sounds phenomenal. And I see that you are also looking for tour operators to collaborate with. How is
Yes,
that process going?
so we're looking for tour operators who would like to include this experience in their guests or their tourists' travel plan. So on their plan, they would have that they would come to an old Cape Dutch homestead, authentically restored. Eat Cape food and be served by a Cape family. And so, yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Amazing. Well,
Yeah, and
Trish,
then Janet, just
I
to add, I just want to add that when we do it ourselves, we collect the guests. We are in collaboration with the tour operator who will collect the guests. They enjoy the homestead from home dining experience, and then they are taken home as well. So they don't have to, they will be safely transported here and back to their accommodation.
amazing. Amazing. Well, Trish, it sounds wonderful to be around your table. I really believe this is a very nice, beautiful, innovative product that
Thank
can
you.
actually add value to people's experience. You know, in the US, the homestay and the home kitchen is very big. In fact, there's a whole festival on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., dedicated to products such as yours. That is focused on family, on heritage, on traditions that are passed on through generations. So it's really very special that you've continued to keep this. And I wish you all the best with this very unique and beautiful product. And we ourselves are looking forward to coming to explore in your neck of the woods to see what it's like to sit around Trisha's table, this homegrown experience. Because I think you must be cognizant of the fact that when you serve us, it's not just you that is serving us, but all of the hands of your ancestors that have been instrumental in putting these recipes together. So it really is very special to be able to eat at your table. And I am wishing you and your entire team all the best as you embark on this journey. It sounds phenomenal. And I'm sure it's going to become quite a niche, talked about kind of experience in the Western Cape.
Well, thank you, Janet, and we look forward to welcoming you. We'll certainly set that up.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you for joining us today on Jet Setting with Janet Trish. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All the best.